AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez.
Israel is accusing Iran of violating a ceasefire after both countries agreed to the truce proposed by President Trump. Iran's military has denied this and says it did not fire missiles at Israel hours after the truce went into effect. This is according to Iranian state television. Israeli officials have ordered a strike on Iran in response, though there's no immediate report of an attack there. And in other news, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports, Israeli strikes have hit tents sheltering displaced Palestinian families in Mawasi, a coastal area designated by the Israeli military as a safe zone in southern Gaza.
Residents comb through the tents looking for their belongings, some digging through the sand to rebuild their tents. Khalil Yunis, a displaced man from Rafah, tells the AP, the warplanes don't differentiate between military and civilian targets. They target civilians. They're all innocent, defenseless civilians here. Meanwhile, the Ouda Hospital in Gaza's urban Nusayrat refugee camp says over 140 people were wounded when Israeli forces and drones opened fire toward hundreds of Palestinians waiting for aid trucks. Around 60 are in a critical condition and are being transferred to other hospitals in central Gaza, while in the central town of Deir al-Balah, the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Hospital received the bodies of six people who were killed in the same incident. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Dutch authorities are investigating a possible sabotage against the rail network after a power outage left the country's main airport with limited train services. The outage came as world leaders gather in the Netherlands for the historic NATO summit that opened today. New York City is holding its Democratic primary for mayor today. Former Governor Andrew Cuomo and State Assemblyman Zoran Mamdani are pushing to get out the vote. This is AP News. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports the last body has been found after the capsizing of a boat on Lake Tahoe.
Divers searching Lake Tahoe have found the body of the last person missing from a boat that capsized last weekend during a sudden and powerful thunderstorm. That brings the death toll to 8. 2 other people on the boat were rescued immediately and taken to hospital. The Coast Guard says swells of more than 8 feet were recorded around the time the 27-foot vessel flipped over Saturday afternoon. It happened near California's D.L. Bliss State Park on the lake's southwest edge. One woman who had rented a pontoon boat for a friend's bachelorette party says it felt like we were in a tsunami. I'm Ben Thomas.
Triple-digit temperatures are expected to affect millions of Americans today. Several meteorologists say the heat wave is especially threatening because it's hitting cities like Boston, New York, and Philadelphia when people haven't adapted their bodies to these conditions. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.